Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Andrew, you can't obviously get a hold of Megan, or she's not responding for a second date. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I knew what was going on. She seemed really into me when we hung out. That was a few weeks back. Honestly, I wouldn't have thought she would have ghosted me.
So when you say hung out, are you saying it wasn't really an official date, or it was?
No, it was a date. It was. Okay. We went to an escape room.
Oh, cool. Oh, I've always wanted to do one of those. I've never done them.
On a first date, there can be a little pressure. You're trapped in there for an hour with that person. Pretty hectic for a first date. But so tell us all about that.
Well, you know, we managed to escape, which was an exciting
good
moment.
Yeah. But you're on a first date, and so you want to you don't want to get out too fast because you want to spend as much time with her if things are going well, Andrew, with Megan. So you want to kind of cut it close to the wire. So
I mean, we're in there for a good... an hour or something. Yeah. And we knew that, you know, I know it was kind of a weird first date, but we've been talking about it online before. Uh-huh. Like, oh, snap, neither of us have been before. We've always wanted to go.
Oh, that's cool.
And you felt you were able to get to know Megan during the escape room.
Was it just the two of you, or are there other people in the room with you? Because, like I said, I've never done these before, so I'm not even really sure.
Yeah, no, the way it works is there are other people, and we were all working together to solve the puzzle.
And were these strangers, these weren't people that you knew?
No, they were strangers.
Got it. And what was the theme to the escape room? I'm just curious.
It was like this, there was like some time traveling element to it. It was pretty silly, but...
So you finish the puzzle, you get out of the room or whatever, like then, well, like, how'd you leave things there?
Yeah, there was we found, there was one book in the bookshelf that we had to pull out. So anyway, it was fun.
Okay.
It was over, and there was a, it was next to a bar. Okay. So I was like, oh, let's hang out at the bar for a little bit. And I was like, okay, easy.
So then you had a drink, and that's where things ended.
Yeah, she said, she was like, oh, no, I'm exhausted. I just want to head home. Mm. Things ended there, and I was like, oh, that was kind of weird. I thought we were having a great time.
Okay, well.
It went really well.
The only thing I can suggest, Andrew, why don't we call Megan? If she answers, agrees to come on our show, hopefully get some answers, figure this thing out. Think of it as our own little radio escape room to a second date.
I'm ready to solve the puzzle.
All right, let's find out.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Megan available?
Yes, this is Megan.
Yeah, hi, Megan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. It's Thunder and PT. And we co-host.
Oh.
Hi. Okay.
Hi. Yeah. How are you guys?
Okay. So, hey. Right. So, we're calling from 102.9 The Wolf. We're on the air right now. We're calling you because, and I don't know if you listen or not, but if you're familiar with us, you might know of a segment we do called Second Date Update that we do at this time every morning.
Okay. You know that segment.
So, we are calling you, Megan. You might already kind of figured this out because a listener of ours, Andrew, messaged us and then we got him on the phone and he's on hold, but he wants to know, Megan, if you'd be so kind to tell us why he hasn't heard from you since your first date, escape room date.
This is so awkward. It's kind of complicated.
Okay, are you willing to, can we talk through it a little bit?
Because he would really like to know what's, he really liked you, enjoyed the date, the escape room, and all that, and he said you guys hit it off. So he just would, obviously, you know that he would like to know what's going on with it.
Yeah. Like, honestly, we did. Like, we had a great time. Oh, God, this is so weird. But I kind of, like, met someone else.
Like, met someone else, like, online? Or, like, that he would know? Or what?
No, like, like in the escape room.
Okay, so like he said, he said there were other players in the room and people that you didn't know, like you were doing this escape room with strangers. So
yes,
there was another gentleman in the room that you were more interested in.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of just happened.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. All right. I didn't see this coming. I'll be honest, Megan. And as I mentioned, Andrew is still with us on the other line. He's on hold, actually. I think it might just be easier just to kind of take care of this all in one fell swoop if we could just maybe bring him in here. And
yeah,
I think he's able to hear what you've just said, but let's hold on if you could.
Okay.
Andrew?
I can't believe this. Is this a joke? Yeah, which other guy?
His name's Derek. He was the guy with the glasses.
How did this even happen? We were in the room together.
Yeah, remember when we were like halfway through and we split up for a few minutes? It was like right after that girl, what's her name, found the flashlight.
Yeah.
We were joking around and having a good time, and he asked me out. I'm sorry.
We were apart for like 5 minutes.
We just kind of bonded over the puzzle we were working on.
Unbelievable.
I am really sorry. It was not intentional.
So what does Derek have that I don't have?
I don't know. We just really hit it off. He's really good at puzzles, and I don't know. We just like talked about movies, and I don't know. We just hit it off.
So, you were on a date with me. It's just,
I know, and I liked you. You were great, but it's not like it was on purpose.
Well, I went out with you on purpose.
Yeah, but Andrew, you know, it's a first date, and Megan didn't plan for this to happen. It just sort of, you kind of fell into it, Megan, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
And so,
how long during the date did that happen? Was it early or late?
I think you said halfway through.
Yeah, I was like halfway through the room.
Did he ask you out there, or how did like the two of you end up together?
We were working on one of the puzzles together, and we were like joking around while we were doing it. And at the end, he just sort of was like, "Would you be interested in going out sometime?" And I was like, "Yeah." But I told him like I'm kind of on a date right now, so maybe like we could chat at the end, and then just you know.
Okay.
When I said I was going, I like walked out and he and I kind of like met up and exchanged numbers.
All right. Well, there you have it, Andrew.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Andrew. It wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, well, that's the last time I'm going to an escape room.
It's
a weird coincidence. Situation.
Well, listen, Andrew, I'm so sorry that you had to find out about this live on the Wolf this morning. And honestly, I feel like, Megan, thank you for being honest about what happened.
Yeah.
And Andrew, at least now you know that there'll be no second date.
Yeah, now I know. And I got to, you know, can't take my eyes off my date.
Go ahead.
That's a lesson.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're right. Okay, guys, anyway.
It's a fluke situation.
Yeah, anyway. Well, listen, Megan, good luck with the new guy.
Derek.
And Andrew, even though you didn't escape with Megan for a second date, at least we solved this puzzle for you. And we're always here if you ever need to be on Second Date Update.
Second Date Update and Everything Country with Thunder and PT.
Dude, yes!
On 102.9 The Wolf. Stock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.